Yeah, we're at 415.5 and trying to raise 450 this year. Yeah, it's so we're at 92%. And actually, you know, as far as United Ways go, we're doing pretty well because most of the United Ways, you know, it's just struggle for everybody. I mean, I don't have to tell you that. Everybody knows that.
Well, it's challenging times right now, but you do have the supporters in the community stepping up and doing what they can. But when you're this close, you really want to push it over, don't you?
That's right. And you're right, Walt. We do have very, very generous community. That's what I love about the UP. And it's, you know, it's why I do what I do. And we really appreciate everybody that stepped forward. But we have even another option that it can be easy and painless for people who live and work in Michigan and are getting an income tax return. There's a thing again this year for the second year called the Michigan United Fund Income Tax Checkoff. And that's just a long way of saying they could check a box and say, yeah, part of my Michigan income tax refund can go to United Way. And they can check off, you know, $10 or whatever when they do their tax return. And part of it will go to the, it goes by zip code. So it will come back here locally. It doesn't go, well, actually, there are 10 options. There are 10 different organizations they can give to. And they're all, you know, good organizations. But the only one that will come back to their home area is if they check the United Way tax fund. And then whatever, depending on their zip code, it goes to the United Way that serves
that particular county.
Exactly. Hmm. Yeah. And last year, statewide, over $220,000 was raised, and $1,345 came into our United Way, and that was, you know, with relatively little effort, you know, on our part.
It's an easy thing to do. We've always talked about how easy it is to make a contribution in general,
right,
to the United Way of Marquette County. But, you know, as being at 92%, you said?
At 92%.
92%
yeah,
of the goal, you know, it's... It's a credit to everybody that has stepped up, in, especially in today's economy. But now you just want to make sure that people can take a moment and say, all right, can I help? If so, do it now.
Right. And we're hoping that when people are getting an income tax refund, maybe they'll feel, you know, I can share a little bit of that with the people. I was telling you guys earlier, we get calls in the office. I've never seen so many calls coming in from just people in dire straits. It's happening. Even former donors, you know, are calling. Now they need services. It's just, it's tough out there.
Well, you know, and we were co-chairs a while ago, and things were a little bit better back then, but tough nonetheless. And it's that time now where people, if you can make a contribution, because this is something that, there's a lot of great organizations out there, but this one in particular drives home the point of how much the need is with all the agencies that you serve.
Yeah, over 30 agencies. Contribution to United Way helps keep the nonprofit sector strong here, and they all provide a lot of really important services to the local people here.
Well, as you're saying, with these people that are calling in and the increase of calls, it's more truer than ever that, as we used to say when we were doing this as the campaign co-chairs, that it's almost impossible not to find someone now in our community that you know that is being touched by one of the member agencies.
Exactly. I mean, even if a Girl Scout, I mean, who doesn't know a Girl Scout, you know? Big Brothers, Big Sisters. There are just so many organizations that, you know, do a lot of good here in the community.
You know, and it's so true every year. I mean, you got to this point and the support has been fantastic. But like I said, it's like that last couple of pounds when you're trying to lose 20. You know, you've lost 17 and you got to get that less. And this is where it gets a little bit tricky, a little bit difficult, because you've talked to the majority of people, I'm sure, already with the co-chairs and people out there. But it's that fringe that you didn't quite get to that you're trying to reach right now.
We've picked all the low-hanging fruit. Now it's time to go out and shake the trees, you know, and climb up the trees. And, you know, and that's what we're doing. And we're hoping that, you know, still, it could happen. A sugar daddy could walk in the door with a big checkbook and cover the rest of the campaign.
Well, if you're listening this morning, you can just call us here right now, you know, and you can actually do that. If you want to get a hold of Sue, you can give us a call here at the studio. But also, the information for the United Way is what?
Our number is 226-8171, or our website is www.uwmqt.org. Or stop in the office. Or we also have a Facebook page now. They can check us out on Facebook. We also do an electronic news e-letter, and people can sign up for that. We'll keep them up to date on what's going on with us.